Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
Joshua, we're in Luke 4 right now. It's really an amazing story that Luke is talking about, that we've talked about John the Baptist the last couple of days, right, being in the wilderness. And now here's Jesus going, yeah, to the wilderness. It seems to be quite a theme.
A theme, yes, for sure.
And, you know, what's cool is that he was just baptized. And I can really see that, you know, just that moment of this incredible moment that when he was baptized, and you wouldn't be thinking, oh, he's going to head out to the wilderness. And, you know, I remember when I was baptized, I was age 9, and it was actually on Easter that I was able. Cool. I know, isn't that cool? But I still remember that feeling that when I went under the water, that, you know, I was making this public statement that, you know, Christ was my life, and that I knew that as I went into the water, that was like, you know, a watery grave. And I was supposed to leave everything that didn't belong in my life there, that was that symbol of doing that. And that when I surrendered everything, that I was free. And then when I came back up, it was like, you know, that resurrection symbol that I had this new life. And so here's Jesus. He's in the wilderness and he's just portrayed all of that in baptism. And it's so amazing to think that that wilderness then really is that picture of what we have to surrender.
Right. And you know, when we think about surrender, it can be really a tough thing to think about until, you know, we do it and then we really experience the freedom that comes, right, with surrender. And so, you know, Jesus is quoted in Isaiah 61, 1 and 2 saying this, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that the captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come." And so, you know, we really see surrender as being the key to being set free. And it's about, you know, surrendering one thing and then another thing, and that ultimately frees us to live our best life.
You know, it really does. I think that this passage that you've read that is both in Isaiah 61 and Luke 4 is really like a manifesto. It's really what Jesus is just saying, this is what I came for. It's not to have that comfort. It's to be able to do what I have come to do. And if I'm in the wilderness, I'm in the wilderness. I'm not going to give in to this temptation. I'm surrendering everything. And it just has said so much to what we are supposed to do, that we're not going to let anything control or weigh us down, but that we are going to do just that, that we're going to surrender everything so that we can be free.
So declare your freedom and live in it. Receive what more God has for you as you surrender one thing and then another. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Visit our website at tablethink.com for more content.